Torreway, Northwest London, 4th day Cholamoed Pesach, Rav Moshe Alexiei, subject, Kriyas Yamsuf, even for the furthest Jew.
Chazal tell us that Moyadim, Yom Tovim, were given to Klal Yisrael to get close to Ribbono Shel'olam, and especially to be Oisik b'Torah. But we all know that it could get hard. Chol HaMoed, the children, the family, outings. It's not pashut to sit and learn. So I saw Vayichi Yosef, the old Papa Rebbe, Zatzal. He says he's going on the question of the Rasha. Mo avoida azois lachem. The Rasha wants to be free. What's free? In his mind, free is do what you want. Do what you want when you feel like it. So he says that, Farkert, someone who's a ben chayrin amiti, someone who wants true chayrus, is someone obviously who's mekabel himself all Torah and mitzvahs. And he says, what does this mean? What does this mean to us? How do we actually put this into being? He says, one of the things he says over there is that when someone is kaveh itim latoya right after shachris, and he doesn't run off, he says, kimoy ayil, like a ram, lavaydasai, but he sits and he learns and he's kaveh itim latoya. That's a ben chayrin amiti. That's one of the examples he uses, and I think that it passes very much for this place, start your day the Torah way, to start with Torah learning. So Klal Yisrael is standing by the Yam, and the Mitzrayim are chasing after them, and they scream out to Ribbono Shel'olam, what should we do? Where should we go? Ribbono Shel'olam says, don't scream. Vayiso, get moving. So we know the Pasuk tells us, in Parshas Bishalach, the Pasuk tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayet Moshe es yoday al hayom, vayoylech es Hashem hayom beruach kodem azo kol alayla, vayosem es hayom l'rechava, l'charova, vayibaku amayim, the mayim split. And now there's a few psukim that we have over here. The Mitzrayim are chasing after them. The Mitzrayim go into the Yam. And then we have in Pasuk Chava, vayoymer Hashem al Moshe, netei es yod chal hayom, vayeshuva amayim al Mitzrayim, al richboi v'al proshov. Put your hand down and let the waters go back. And then we have in Pasuk Chav Ches, Vayeshuvu Amayim, Vayechasu Sarechev, Esaproshim L'chol Chel Paroi Aboy Machrem Bayom, Loinishar Bohem Adechod, no one's alive, no one remains. All of Mitzrayim is destroyed. So seemingly we finished Kriyas Yamsuf. Now we're going into the Shira. We're going to start the Shira. Two psukim later, we start Vayosha Hashem. But in Pasuk Chavtes, we have a very interesting Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us again, Uvene Yisrael holchu bayabasha b'slay chayam. After the Mitzrayim are already drowned, after everyone's destroyed, the Pasuk tells us again, Uvene Yisrael holchu bayabasha b'slay chayam. Klal Yisrael went, holchu bayabasha b'slay chayam. They went in the dry land within the Yam. Va'amayim lehem choyma becomes a wall. Miminam u'mismaylam. It's very interesting. We just finished talking about Kriyas Yamsuf. We finished. The Mitzrayim, it's over. The Pasuk now comes and tells us, what, a quick recap? Why does it belong over here? Question number two is, earlier, if one pays attention, it says, holchu b'toy chayam bayabosha. That they went in the water, in the sea, bayabasha, in the dry land. Here the pasuk changes. Holchu bayabasha b'toy chayam. They went in the dry land within the yam. Why do we change? Why does the pasuk change? And the third question is really, the pasuk says, v'amayim lehem choyma. Choyma is a wall. Choyma with a wall is only when there's a vav. But choyma without a vav means chema, anger. And over here, what does the pasuk use? Earlier they used the avav, which means that it means wall. Over here it uses without avav, chema, which is anger. Why is this? Three questions. I know on the Pesach there's four kashas, but today we're going to leave it with three. So we're going to leave this for a second. We're going to leave the question hanging. Earlier in Parshas Bishalach, Klal Yisrael has left Mitzrayim. Perek Yudalid Pasuk Gimel. Va'amar Paroi Livnei Yisrael. Nevuchim Hein Boretz. Sogar Aleim Hamidbar. Klal Yisrael camps out. Rebbe Yisrael says, camp out Livnei Baal Tzvoin, in front of this Avodah Zarah. And Paroi tells Bnei Yisrael, let's close off the Midbar, let's chase them. So first of all, who's Paroi telling? Va'amar Paroi Livnei Yisrael. Who's Paroi telling? Bnei Yisrael are long gone. There's no one left over here. Vamar Paroi li Bnei Yisrael. So we need Rashi. Rashi tells us, Vamar Paroi al Bnei Yisrael. About Bnei Yisrael. To Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael is not here. Bnei Yisrael is long gone. Vamar Paroi al Bnei Yisrael. About Bnei Yisrael. Now it's a very interesting thing that I heard once, that Vamar Paroi, Paroi has this information about what's happening with Klai Yisrael. It seems very up to date even. It seems he's getting these reports, where they are, what's happening, where they're camping. You know, back then there was no technology, there were for sure no drones, no GPSs. How does Paroi know what's happening with Klal Yisrael? So I heard once a nice vart, there's some truth to it. You think the United Nations was born yesterday? The United Nations was following us from the time we left Mitzrayim. And they were making sure that we kept true to all the regulations and the conventions and everything, and we're keeping the peace. But of course we all know what they're all about. They're all about making it difficult for Klal Yisrael. It's only about a sinner. But it seems someone was keeping tabs on what's happening with Klal Yisrael. So, V'omar Pari al Bnei Yisrael. Now, we have al Bnei Yisrael. We have amazing Targum Yonasan ben Uziel. Mind-boggling. It will blow your mind what the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says. He says in Pasuk Gimel, the Yemar Paroi, you ready? Ledosam ulaviram b'nei Yisrael de Mishtarim b'Mitzrayim. Paroi tells Dosam v'aviram who stayed in Mitzrayim. I don't understand. Either Klal Yisrael left, or we know v'chamushim alu, that one-fifth left. That means four-fifths of Klal Yisrael perished, died in Mitzrayim. So how could it be that Dosam v'Avirim are still alive? Vamar Paroi l'Dosam v'Avirim, they're just in Mitzrayim having a good time. Either you leave or you're dead. There's no two ways about it. How is Dosam v'Avirim still in Mitzrayim? What's happening over here? Tov, so we'll get to this in a second. Chaim. Midabroch. So we have to learn a little bit about who Dosam v'Avirim was. The first sighting of Dosam v'Avirim we have in Parsha Shemois. And it's at the beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Vayhi bayom ahem, vayigdal Moshe. Moshe grows up. Vayetze alechov. He goes to see what's happening with his brothers. Vayar b'sev loisam. Vayar ish mitzri maka ish ivri me'achiv. And he sees a ish mitzri hitting a ish ivri, one of the brothers. Vayifen koi v'choi, he looks here and there. Vayar ki einish, there's no one there. Vayaches as mitzri ve'it meneu b'chol, he kills the mitzri, however he killed him. Ve'it meneu b'chol, he buries him. Vayetze b'yoyim ha'sheni, he goes out the second day. V'hinei shnei anoshim ivrim, nitzim. There's two yidin that are fighting. Vayomer l'rasha lama sakereyecho. Why are you hitting your friend? Who put you in charge? You're a judge, you're a king. Who are you? Who bechlal? Who asked you? Are you going to kill us like you killed the Mitzri? Moshe becomes fearful. It's known. And Taka, the next pasuk. Paroi hears what happens. Rashi tells us they went and they were malshinim. They went and they told Paroi what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Vayivakish lahari against Moshe, tries to kill him. Vayivrach Moshe mipnei Paroi. Moshe runs away. So who are these two individuals? Rashi tells us, Shnei anoshim ivrim nitzim, dosam vavirim. As a side note, I'll pose this question to the crowd, that it says, Vayifen koi v'choi v'yar kienish, on the first day. And all of a sudden, the next day, it's known. I thought the pasuk tells us, "Va'yifen koy v'choy v'yar kienish." There's no one there. No one was there. And all of a sudden, Dosam v'Avirim. No, there was no one there. That's kipshutoi. Rashi says, "Va'yar kienish," that he saw that he looked into his doros la'asid. But it, on a Pashita level, Vayar Keinish, how was it known that it was Dasan Vavir? If anyone has a nice answer, please. Sorry? He didn't see a Mitzri? Ish is Mitzri. So Rav Dudi would like to say that it means Vayar Kein Ish, that it means...
The next day you're calling them Anoshim Ivrim. Anoshim is the plural of Ish. You're calling them Ishim.
So you don't agree with him?
I don't agree with him.
You'll take it up after the shir. Ein ish that would actually go on top. Very nice.
It could be he didn't see that.
That he didn't see them. I think everything was sand over there. It was probably flat ground. Tov, that's the first sighting we have of Dasan Vaviram. Now, we need the second sighting of Dasan Vaviram. We have in Parshas Bishalach. Right after the Shira, we have Klal Yisrael's second complaint. And they said, Vayomer Alem B'nei Yisrael, they're telling Moshe Aaron, Mi Yitein Musenu B'yad Hashem B'Eretz Mitzrayim? You're going to kill us in Mitzrayim? B'Shifteinu Al Sir HaBasar B'Achleinu Lechem L'Soiva? When we were sitting with pots and of steak and barbecues, B'Achleinu Lechem L'Soiva, and we were eating challah, we were eating lechem to our heart's content. K'yotzeisim Ha'son El HaMidbar Hazeh L'Hamis is called Kahal Hazeh Barov. You really brought us here to the Midbar when we were sitting in Mitzrayim, relaxing, as they say, chilling, and having a good time sitting with the barbecue at the poolside, eating basar and lechem. You're going to kill us in the Midbar? 1 minute. Which avodim that we know, slaves, are sitting, relaxing, eating pots of meat and delicious bread? The Avudraham says an amazing thing. He says that we start the Agada By saying, this is the bread our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim. Asks Avudraham, really? This is the bread that our forefathers ate in Mitzrayim? The matzah that Klal Yisrael ate was on the way out. And there was not time for it to become tlehichmetz, to become chometz. That's why we eat matzah. What do you mean, diacholu avasana ba'arda Mitzrayim? We ate matzah in Mitzrayim? We ate matzah on the way out of Mitzrayim. Out of Mitzrayim, on the way out of Mitzrayim. But we didn't eat matzah in Mitzrayim. He brings a Ben Ezra, who says that in Hodu, in India, many, 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 many years ago, he wrote that the prisoners would receive matzah. Why matzah? Because matzah is very easy to bake, and it stays for a long time. And it satisfies a person. Not so much, it satisfies a person. So therefore, says the Ben...
18 minutes,
I'm not sure they were... There was definitely no machine matzah. No. So says the Avudraham, based on this Ben Ezra, it comes out that, what do you think the Mitzrayim served Klal Yisrael when we were in Mitzrayim? The Mitzrayim served us matzah. The Mitzrayim served us matzah. It stays for a long time. It satisfies a person. He actually says that because of the hardness of the shibud, that means that, first of all, we didn't have time to make food. And even if Mitzrayim made us food, we didn't have time to eat it. Matzah is something you can just eat on the go. It's a very simple food. So he says, Halach manyo diacholo avasonet barad Mitzrayim. What did we eat in Mitzrayim? What did our forefathers eat? That's what we ate. Matzah was a staple of food. Comes along Klal Yisrael, and they said, what do you mean? You brought us to the Midbar so that we should, when we were having a good time in Mitzrayim, b'chalnu lechem l'soiva, when we were eating lechem, and we were shifteinu al sir abasar, you weren't eating lechem. You weren't eating meat in Mitzrayim. What does this mean? Comes Dor Chaim HaKadosh and says an amazing thing. From this statement, we see an unbelievable thing. That obviously it was not Klal Yisrael who's complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu. Who's complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu? Someone who is not tachas hashibud. Who wasn't tachas hashibud? Dasan Vavirim. What was their job? He said that Dasan Vavirim, we'll get back to this soon, shortly. Dasan Vavirim, their job in Mitzrayim was, they were Jewish kapos. If there was one thing the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, learned from the Mitzrayim was to have Jewish kapos. They treated the kapos quite well, and they had a work quota, and they made the Jewish people work. Why should they get their hands dirty? They're going to get the kapos. Dasan v'Avriam were not tachas Hashiba. They were in Mitzrayim, and they were in charge, but they were the manager. Everyone knows the manager job is much better than the actual, you know, working job. It's a much easier job. It's a leichter job. That was what Dasan v'Avriam was doing. From this question, from this complaint, says the Rachaim, we see that it was not Klal Yisrael. That's the second sighting that we have of... That's the second sighting we have of Dasan v'Avriam. The third sighting is not a few psukim later. Klal Yisrael complains there's no food. Hashem sends man. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Vayomer Moshe Aleihem, Perek Tezayin Yutes, Ish al Yoyser Mimenu Ad Boiker. Do not leave anything over Ad Boiker. That means every day you get your man, you eat what you need, don't leave anything. Why was this actually? He was teaching them Bitochen in the Ribbono Shel Olam. He's teaching them, have faith in Ribbono Shel Olam. What's going to be tomorrow? Everyone always asks, what's going to be tomorrow? It'll be alright, don't worry. It was alright today, it'll be alright tomorrow. There's a Ribbono Shel Olam. V'loishamu el Moshe. Loishamu el Moshe. Who was Loishamu el Moshe? V'yosiru anoshim imenu ad boikir, v'yorum toilom, v'yivash, v'yiksoif aleyem Moshe. There were those individuals who left over ad boikir. What happened? Toilom came, they ate it up, it became... disgusting. Vayiksef aleihem Moshe, and Moshe got angry at them. Who are these people? Anashim, says Rashi. Dasam v'Aviram. These two now famous individuals who are here. Then we have the next sighting of Dasam v'Aviram. We have in Parshas Shlach. In Parshas Shlach, after the Meraglim come back to tell the doomsday report about what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, it says that everyone starts crying and there's a bechi of chinam l'dayrois. Vayomru ish alachiv, one tells the other, nitna roish v'nashuv Mitzrayim, we're out of here, we're going back to Mitzrayim. Who is this? The Medrash Tanchuma tells us in Shmais that these two individuals, who was ish alachiv? Dasam v'Aviram. They're at it again. And finally, in Parshas Korach, we have Vayikach, Korach, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kos, Ben Levi. And who does he bring with him? The heads of his party, Dasam v'Aviram. He brings Dasam v'Aviram. Then Moshe tries to appease Dasam v'Aviram and tries to call for them. They don't want to have anything to do with him. And we know the end of Korach, V'chol Adosai and his whole party. We know the end of them. But here we see Dasam v'Aviram throughout the Chumash, throughout the Parshias, where they were. So here's the question. Question number one. How did they survive in Mitzrayim? V'chamushim alu. These people are the lowest of the low. These people went to tell on Moshe. They're malshinim. How did they survive makas choshech? Question number one. And even if you want to tell me that they survived makas choshech, because it says, V'yoymer paroi el b'nei Yisrael targim yonisim enuziel. Who is this? Dasam v'aviram. How did they get to the other side of the Yam? $1 million question. How did they get there? They were in Mitzrayim. They were enjoying themselves. They actually said they were sitting with pots of basar and lechem lasoiva. How did they get to Klal Yisrael? How did they get to Klal Yisrael? So we have an amazing Maharal Diskin. The Maharal Diskin says that we have to look at what Dasam v'Aviram were doing in Mitzrayim at the time that Bnei Yisrael were there, in order to have understanding, to give us some understanding of how they survived and how they got over the Yam. He says, Hashem tells Moshe to go to Paroi and tell him to let Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Moshe comes to Paroi. Paroi says, never heard of Hashem? I don't know who he is. Not only that, now you really got me angry. Not only do you have to fulfill your quota that you did till now, but you also have to go and cut the tevin. You have to go cut the straw. And the quota is still the same. And what happens? Obviously, Klal Yisrael goes out and they try, but they couldn't fulfill the quota. So it says, Vayoyku shoytrei b'nei Yisrael asher somu aleim noikshei parileimar. Madu aleichelisam chokhem lulbon kitmol shulsham gam tmol gam ayoyim. they beat the Jewish kapos. Why did they beat the Jewish managers? They said, why are you not fulfilling your quota? Till now you fulfilled it. It was beautiful. What happened now? So they beat them. What happens to the Jewish shaitrim? They run to Pari and they say, Pari, what do you want from us? We can't do this all. We can't get the tevin and make the cement and build what you want us to do and fulfill the quota. Pari says, you're lazy. You didn't fulfill your quota. You fulfill it. So they don't know what to do. They leave Pari, and who do they bump into? They bump into. Very good. Vayivku es Moshe ves Aaron itzavim lekrosa b'tzeis ameis Pari. They don't know what to do. What do you want from Klal Yisrael? They don't know. What should we do? They bump into Moshe v'Aaron. Vayomer aleihem yero Hashem aleichem v'yishpoid Asher hivash temesrei chenu beinu Pari v'ne avodah loseis cher biyodim largenu. He starts screaming. What do you want? Since you got involved, since you put your foot in here, now look what we have to do. You made it worse for us. Vayoshev Moshe l'Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu goes back to Moshe and says, Vayomer Hashem, Lama Reisa Lama Zev Lama Shachtani Enachinami. Lama Reisa Lama Zev. What did Klal Yisrael do? Why are they suffering? And more so, Lama Zev Shlachtani. Why am I the Shlachta? I'm trying to help Klal Yisrael. Says Hashem, Ata Tira, the last pasuk in Shmois, Asher Esa Lepari, Ki Biyod Chazaka Yishalchem, U Biyod Chazaka Yigarish Amar, say, don't worry, he's going to send you flying. He's going to get Klal Yisrael out of there. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Says Rashi, Vayoiku Shaitre B'nei Yisrael, what was the schar that they got for taking the beating for Klal Yisrael? That means that the Mitzrayim came to them and said, why wasn't the quotas fulfilled? They had one or two choices. Either to turn to the Mitzrayim and said, I'm sorry, but it's too hard for our people, and get beaten. Or, there's option number two, is to go to Klal Yisrael and beat Klal Yisrael till they do the work. In this case, the Shaitre B'nai Yisrael refused to go to B'nai Yisrael and to beat them. They were working so hard. They're their brothers. They don't have a heart to do that. So therefore, they stood there and they took the beating. Vayoyku Shaitre B'nai Yisrael. The Mitzrayim beat the Shaitrim. They took the beating of Klal Yisrael's beating. They took the beating instead of Klal Yisrael. What was their schar? Tells Rashi. They all became Sanhedrin. They became Sanhedrin and they were Zoyche to Ruach HaKodesh, says Rashi. They were Zoyche to Ruach HaKodesh for this, that they took the beating for Klal Yisrael. So now we have some sort of answer. How is it that Dasam Vavirim survived Makas Choshech? We know that 4/5 of Klal Yisrael died during Makas Choshech. Says the Medrash that even that the Shaitrim got their schar by becoming Sanhedrin. Dasam Vaviram, we're not Zaychet to that. Dasam Vaviram, they're not getting Ruach HaKodesh, they're not becoming one of the Sanhedrin. But what did they do? They outlived Makas Choshech. For taking a beating, says the Maral, this says the Medrash, Maral Diskin brings, for taking a beating for Klal Yisrael, they were Zaychet to outlive Makas Choshech. So that helps us understand when Klal Yisrael leaves and Pari turns and says, Vayomer Pari l'bnei Yisrael, who's Bnei Yisrael? Dasam Vaviram. We know how they lived till now. But how did they get to the other side of the Yam? There were no planes in those days, that's for sure enough. How did they get there? They were on one side with the Mitzrim. How did they get to Klal Yisrael? Says the Be'er Mayim Chaim, an amazing pshat. Will blow your mind. Uvene Yisrael holchu bayabasha betoy chayom. Bene Yisrael go bayabasha betoy chayom in the dry land bayom. Says the Be'er Mayim Chaim, miut rabim shnayim. Whenever it says a rabim, the least of a rabim is two. Loimar to tell us ki al shnayim min Yisrael levad nikra hayam. For two Jews, there was a kriyas yamsuf. Not that they were part of Klal Yisrael. There was a Kriyas Yamsuf. Vehem, Dosam, Vavirim. She'omar Chazal. The Chazal tell us, Shinasharu, Vinikru, Alehem Levad. We have an unbelievable thing. Dosam, Vavirim have a Kriyas Yamsuf all on their own, VIP. And with this we could understand.
After the other began,
very good. For this we could understand, and we're going to get back to our three questions. After Klal Yisrael goes to the Yam, we said that the Pasuk tells us, Vayavru, Pasuk tells us, Vayavru b'nei Yisrael b'toich, v'holchu b'yabosha b'toich ha'mayim, v'amayim lehem chayma, miminom mishmaylam. Where we asked question number one, what do you mean? We finished. Mitzrayim are done. They're dead. There's nothing left. What do you mean? There was a Kriyas Yamsuf. And number two we asked, why the change of the Lashon? Yabasha b'toich hayam. Earlier we said Yam b'toich hayabasha. And question number three, that on this pasuk it says Chayma without a vav, which is Chayma in anger. And with what we said, the Ber Mayim Chayim, we could finally understand. Das of Avirim outlive Makas Choyshech. They get to the Yam. Says the Ber Mayim Chayim, the Yam splits for them. Holchu b'yabasha. Now the Mayim splits for them. They're going in the footsteps of Klal Yisrael. It's dry already. They had a Kriyas Yamsuf, but it's Yabasha b'toich hayam. It's dry. There's no Yam over there. They're going in the dry part. Why? Because Klal Yisrael is already through. And they're going through now. And therefore we understand why the Pasuk repeats itself. We said, right? We said, yeah? Yeah? We're good? We're holding? Now,
when did the Mitzvah get drowned?
Oh, that's a good question. I didn't figure it out yet. But either way, it's a good question. We know that it's the Sfasemis says Pararto Be'oz Choyam, the Moshim Pirurim, or that every Yid had his own path in the Yam. So fine, the Mitzrayim were in one path.
Every Shevet.
Every Shevet. But the Sfasemis is even more amazing, that every Yid had his own way. Every Yid. So fine, Mitzrayim were drowning, and they were walking through. More than that, all the Mefarshim say, Bayabasha b'toich hayam, the reason why it says Yabasha b'toich hayam, and earlier it says Yam b'toich hayabasha, that Venezra, the Chizkuni, the Sefarna, all the Mefarshim say, was that Klal Yisrael's walking through the dry land, in the Yam, and behind them, the Mitzrayim are all drowning. That means, at one point, all the pictures we know. At one point, Klal Yisrael is going through and it's dry. And behind them, the Mitzrayim, it's all in one Yam. It's all in even, maybe a small area. So fine, where Dasan Vavirim actually went through Vesachvish. Now we could understand why it's Yabasha B'toich Hayam. We understand why the Pasuk repeats itself. And now we understand also why it says, Vamayim Lohem Chema. The Mayim was Chema because the Mayim turned to Ribbono Shalom and asked, for these two low lives, I'm gonna split for these two people. Va'amayim lehem chema, yes, for these two individuals, you're gonna split. You know why? Says the Maral Diskin, Adam shesoivel yisurim avur Yehudi acher, a yid that takes a beating for another Jew. He soivel yisurim umishtatif betzaroi. He feels bad for another Jew. Oz leimalach hamoves, not the malach hamoves. It doesn't matter. Someone who takes a beating for another yid, someone who's mishtatif b'tzarei of another yid, malach hamoves, the yam, these things don't make a difference. Dasam v'avirim outlive makas chayshach. Dasam v'avirim go through kriyas yamsuf. We know there was a rebbe called the Piasetzna Rebbe, Hashemim Kaim Damam, who famously said that the biggest thing a Jew could do for himself is to do a toiva for another yid. There's no greater thing than doing a toiva for another yid. They say a story that there was a chassid of the Piasetzner who many, many times he was holding in the camps, he was holding by giving up. And what gave him the chizik to go weiter was he said, forget me, but what about Yenim who sees me? How's he going to feel? And he said that gave him the chizik to continue to try to go weiter. They say a story about Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, used to say over a story about a Baruch Tam, who Baruch Tam was making a shidduch for a son with a family, a Gvirisha family. And what happened was, they had discussions, and during the discussions at some point, Reb Baruch Tam found out that the water carrier, the Wasser Träger in the city, fell ill. And he had a large family to support. And Baruch Tam was mamish oismensch. He couldn't eat, he couldn't sleep. How's this fellow going to make a parnosa? What about his kids? He was Eismensch. So this family who was in the middle of making a shidduch come back and they see Rabbi Tam, he doesn't look the same. So they figured, okay, maybe he has charata of the shidduch. He doesn't want to continue. So they said, Rabbi, tell us if you don't want to. It's fine. He says, no. I'm just, my head's not here. There's a fellow in town, the Wasserträger, who's not feeling well. So the lady, the mother of the prospective bride says, okay, so we can maybe help them out, but Eismensch? Baruch Tam said, with such a lady who doesn't feel for another Yid, who's not mishtatif bitzari of another Yid, I don't want to make a shidduch with such a person. With such a lady, I don't want to make such a shidduch. We see 2 points. We see 2 points from this whole thing. Number one, that when someone is mishtatif bitzari of another Yid, what his schar is, how great his schar is. And two, more importantly, even someone who's so far removed, the furthest Jew, dosam va'aviram, if they want to get close to Ribbono Shel Olam, it is shaykh to still have a shaykhus. It's possible to still do something for Klal Yisrael. The lekach valibo of Avram Shor Shlita brings b'shem Rav Moshe Wolfson an amazing gematria. Tshuva is b'gematria dosam va'aviram. The furthest Jew could still do tshuva. The furthest Yid could still have a shaychus to Ribbono Shel Olam. I saw a beautiful last vart, which we'll finish with, from Rav Kluger from Beit Shemesh. He says that the Rosh says, Maha avoida azois lachem. What's this avoida? What's this avoida? What's he saying? I'm so far removed. I'm out of it. I'm out of the game. Me, you know how many avoiras I did? Maha avoida azois lachem. It's for you. For me, there's no tikva, there's no help, there's nothing, I can't get back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ma avoy dazois lachem. Says Rav Kluger, we answer him, hake yeshinov, very sharp, we bang his teeth out. Says Rav Kluger, hake yeshinov, he brings a posik in Yirmiyah, lamed alef chav ches, vishine bonim tikehenu. He says it's a lashon of chulsha, of weakness, of watering down. He says, be makhish the taina of the Russia. Tell him it's not true. It's not true. It's true you're a Russia. It's true you're far away. But it's not true. You could still return to Ribbono Shel Olam. So then we tell the Russia, leave Allah ilu hayasham la ya nigal. More than that, I have a raya, it's not true. If we would have thought like you, if you would have been in Mitzrayim, and we would think like you, oh, it's over, I did a veris, I can't return to Ribbono Shel Olam. I have no shaykhis, that's it, it's over. If we would have thought like you in Mitzrayim, on Mem Tesh Shari Tuma, we would have never left Mitzrayim. The reason why we left Mitzrayim was Vayimayinom, they believed that even though they're on Mem Tesh Shari Tuma, even though they're so far from Ribbono Shel Olam, it's still possible to return to Ribbono Shel Olam. We should all be zoicha, Mitz Hashem, to get chizik from this, that it's shayach for every Yid to have a connection to Ribbono Shel Olam, no matter where he is, and more so, a Yid who soivel be Yisurim, soivel and mitzvatif bitzaroi of another Yid, the greatness of his schar, the greatness that it does for him, we should all be zoicha.